Hello.
What's going on, guys? What's up, Minutemen? We're back.
We back.
Hey, start this off. I got a question for you. Both me and you,
I pretty much, we talk about this all the time. We want to limit government intervention in people's lives, right? As much as possible.
Yes.
Okay. All right. If you had absolute power right now, how would you intervene in people's lives? Name one thing. It could be totally random. It could be something big, something small.
I don't want the government to intervene.
No, but you have to. You have to pick one thing. What are you going to do to intervene in people's lives right now? You could pick multiple things if you want, but like you got to do it.
Make it a legal requirement for every American to own a firearm and receive proper training on it. And make it illegal not to. That's what I would do. And I would make it would be a legal requirement, and buying firearms would be a something where you can get a tax credit for it. You can take it out of your taxes, buying a firearm. Because it would be considered doing your duty as an American citizen. Being armed and trained to use your weapon so that you are part of the American militia defense system. That's what I would do. Because it doesn't fuck with anybody. But it would make it so that the entire American population, for the most part, would be armed.
I like it a lot. It sounds fucking awesome.
Why? What were you expecting me to say?
Oh, no, I didn't know if you were going to go with something serious or something goofy. But that's very interesting. What do you think the pushback would be on something like that? It'd probably just be the regular stuff. I mean, it'd probably just be, you know, the left would come at you and be like, oh, this is going to incite gun violence across
the country.
They
would say that
like that, but
my policies are going to cause an increase in violent crime and stuff like that, even though statistically that's just not true, because the higher gun ownership per capita equals lower crime.
Right.
That's just fact.
Do you think that the populations that aren't used to that higher gun ownership would see an increase in crime initially?
No, because like I said, it would be a legal requirement that you had, like, everybody would have like a year and a half grace period where they're supposed to go get licensed training and then get a firearm. Everybody would be educated on it. I would put the, I'd appoint a commission, leadership of the NRA, leadership of Gun Owners of America, to help lead this effort, because they specialize in firearms education. Like, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. Because I think they would be very, very helpful in figuring out the logistics of making it work, of getting everybody trained and everything like that. And then I would cut the funding of the military by half.
That doesn't interfere with the individual's life, though, unless you're in the military, for the most part, you know?
What do you mean? Cutting the military
budget?
Yes,
yes.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to impact your individual life. That's going to fucking...
That's a government budget cut, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not going to affect anyone. And then I would be able to lower taxes, too.
Well, that affects people.
It's like, people don't understand this. It's like, it's called being financially intelligent. If you spend more money, you have to increase taxes.
Like, yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to put the country in so much debt, it's not going to be able to recover.
The thing that gets me about that is that that's the standard route. We're going to do more things and we're going to increase taxes. There's never any, we got to balance something out.
Small group, the Libertarian Party, and then a small group within the Republican Party believes in that, actually balancing the budget. Democrats don't give a fuck about it, and the majority of the Republican Party doesn't care.
Yes, but even the majority of the Republican Party, like, even if the Republicans get some sort of win in that department, they're only balancing it slightly. It's still going up every time.
Well, but they don't balance it.
Yeah.
In the last 50 years, the Republican Party, whenever they've had the presidency or control of Congress, they have increased government spending.
Yeah. It just, they don't increase it as much as the left would.
No, they increase it more.
Do they really?
Yeah. Statistically speaking, the Republican administration spend more money than the Democrats do.
Where does it all go to? Is it a lot of military stuff? Homeland Security type stuff?
Yeah, fucking... The Trump administration spent the most money of any presidential administration in the history of the United States. Mm. That's why I'm like, yeah, Trump's not conservative. The Republican Party is not conservative.
Fucking
socially.
I would agree with that.
Socially, they're conservative, which I'm not about. I don't give a fuck about social conservatism. I care about fiscal conservatism. Yeah. I want the government to spend less of our money and take less of our money.
Most of the things socially, it's just like, you're governing to a level that you shouldn't be governing to.
Yeah, it's people's personal lives. Leave them the fuck alone.
It's like it's like if the country was a business, you're micromanaging at that point.
Exactly. Exactly. And everybody knows micromanaging doesn't work.
No, it's terrible, and it makes people
angry.
Angry and resent your boss.
Yeah.
You know? Like, did you see what John Stewart said recently?
Wait. Hold on. Like, we get the job done.
What?
John Stewart.
No, John Stewart.
Oh, John Stewart. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
Who do you call Jesus when the drains won't flow?
Call John Stewart. But no, John Stewart. He commented on something on CNN, and they were asking him about... you've seen all the stuff going on about... critical race theory in schools and stuff like that. And
yeah, I don't know what that is. Like, I know what critical race theory is, but what I mean is, like...
It's big in California right now. I know it's big in California. They're trying to introduce that into different education systems and stuff like that.
All I've got to say is, listen, we're in the most liberal... Well, maybe not the most liberal, but one of the most liberal states in the country.
All right.
And I'm an educator. I teach history. I've not ever heard anything about this. Ever.
I think that's a good thing if you haven't heard anything about this.
I wouldn't fucking teach it anyway. And I would be the one to teach it. It would be social studies and history teachers that would be pushing this shit. I'd be like, motherfucker.
But anyway, one of the guys that has a main show on CNN was asking him about that and what he thought about that and like... different like gender equality rights and all this stuff like that, and he basically said he's like look, that's all well and good, and I'm sure the people who do it are looking into it for good humanitarian reasons, but we got to stop governing down to this level. He was like, this just doesn't help anybody.
It's
a waste of time.
Yeah,
it's basically what he said. He said it in a very well-mannered way and everything like that. That's why they have it on CNN, because he will say it in that way. But still, he basically said, fuck you, stop micromanaging.
Government's too bad.
People.
Yeah. We need to get rid of the Federal Department of Education. It shouldn't exist. Let the states decide the education. They know what their fucking kids need to fucking learn. More than the fucking federal government does. First off, I've said it before. If I could, I would get rid of public education. Mm-hmm. I think it's fucking not good. You are letting the government decide what your children learn. When the fuck did that become okay? Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus fuck. I think
that sounds really good in theory, and because like if you don't have that, you rely on parent boards and student teacher boards to decide what the education system is in whatever private school you're in, right?
Or what you're learning. No, private schools are it's whatever the out of the fucking board of trustees or whatever, the ownership of the private school
says. Don't they have to give it? I mean, like, the parents are paying significantly more money for the kids to go to the schools. Don't they have to take the parents' like wants and needs and the consideration in those places.
No, because it's your choice to send the kid to the school. If you don't like the stuff the school teaches, then send them to a different school.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of a private business. Mm. And that's the other thing. Dude, we've allowed the government to control the education of our children and make it so that we can't even give them another option. It is illegal not to send your children to these effectively indoctrination places. Mm. With these schools. And I'm not fucking being one of these maniacs that goes off the deep end and says every fucking public school is an indoctrination thing. No. But, again, you are allowing the government to decide what is in your education system. I'll give you an example right now. The textbook that we use and the curriculum, right? When we teach about Woodrow Wilson, you know Woodrow Wilson?
Yes.
Leads us through World War I. All we teach about him, or at least all we're, like, supposed to teach about him, is, like, his presidency, him, like, getting women the right to vote, or signing the bill allowing women the right to vote, his leadership through World War I, his creation of the League of Nations, Wilson's 14 points, all that shit. Dude, there's nothing in the textbook about the fact that he is a supreme white supremacist.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's a son of the Confederacy.
Yeah.
And he believes black people are subhuman. Mm-hmm. He resegregates the federal government. And the first movie ever shown in the White House was during his administration. And it's the movie Birth of a Nation, which shows the Ku Klux Klan as heroes. Like, he was a legitimate white supremacist who pushed civil rights for black people down as much as he possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
None of that is in our curriculum or in the textbook.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I know who he is. I know a lot about the World War I stuff from Dan Carlin, of course, mostly. And I had heard he was racist before, but I didn't know to that level. That is fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah. He's a fucking horrible human being.
Yeah. I just
knew. And he fucking... Yeah. He got us involved in World War I. Do you know why he got elected? Do you know what his number one thing was during the election?
I can't remember. If you say it, I'll probably remember.
He said, "I will keep the United States out of war." Then he got elected, yeah, and then we went to World War
I. I was going to say his... I mean, he tried to keep us out of it as long as possible, right? And then... I mean, Roosevelt had so much pushback on that. I remember that.
Oh, for World War II?
No, World War I. Wait,
hold on.
Wasn't in World War I Teddy Roosevelt saying, "We need to get involved in this"?
I don't know.
I remember that from Carlin's thing. And
I know that he tried to go fight.
And he was telling, you know... Like, he was talking to Churchill and everything like that, because...
Like, Churchill?
Right. Because he was...
Hold on.
Churchill is not...
You're all over the place.
I know I'm all over the place, but he's...
Churchill's not, just an officer in the military.
I know, but I remember this in Carlin, and then that he was talking to him about different stuff, and that he was making the push, because wasn't Churchill trying to get us involved, too? Because he was... I know he wasn't a leader, but he was involved a lot in World War One.
Well, he was just an officer in the military. He was like a lieutenant, I think. I could be wrong. He may be higher than that.
I remember a lot. I don't remember it clearly because it was a long time ago.
In World War II, Franklin Roosevelt.
No, I'm not talking about him.
And Churchill had a secret correspondence before the war where they were talking to each other, trying to get the United States involved in the war.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. But, yeah, I remember...
You might be right. I'm not sure.
The Churchill thing might be far off, but I remember Teddy Roosevelt being like, "We need to send troops over there in World War I and help them out." Because he was a war hawk. He was. He wanted to get over there, and he wanted to...
Teddy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to use the military. He wanted to get over there and push it.
He was America World Police style fucking foreign policy.
And he was pissed at Wilson because he wouldn't go over there.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, at the end of the day, Wilson fucking gets us into the war.
He did, but Teddy was you could imagine Teddy the first time war started and England was like, we need fucking help, and Wilson was like, I don't know about this. And it was highly debated throughout the country, of course.
Yeah, you know, Americans didn't want to get involved.
I mean, we had a huge German population, you know, like,
yeah.
And we had a huge German population, and it high had, British and, population,
and
of
it
course.
Had nothing to do with us.
Yeah,
like the United States was not
nothing to do with
under
us,
yeah. threat at all.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, we got involved literally at the end of the war. Now, was us arriving a major like event in the war? Yeah, but it's like
we were
literally barely involved in World War
I. Oh, we sucked. We were just men.
Yes. Yeah.
We sucked.
Fucking, our industry wasn't built up yet the way it was for World War II. World War I, I remember it
well,
was the...
World War I paved the way for us to be the superpower in World War II, pretty much. Other than Germany, but, like, everywhere else was fucked up.
Yeah, because of World War I.
We still had all the manpower that everywhere else didn't have.
Yeah, Britain was just like, give us bodies, we'll arm them.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, all right, here's a bunch of soldiers. They don't have any guns, but here you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember learning about Britain in World War II, and it was like, these guys were fucking elite veterans when they went in there. They were fucking sharpshooters and shit like that. And we send dudes over there, and I'm like, yeah, they've never picked up a rifle before, but we'll go over
talking
there.
Talking about World War I and shit.
World War I.
Yeah. The British were very, very talented soldiers.
Yeah.
And our troops were very raw.
They had a lot of veteran soldiers that were very, very good.
Same with World War II in terms of, not so much us, our military was, well, I mean, our military was still pretty raw when we went into World War II, but the British, they had such a small army, but their fucking military, their army was strong.
Yeah.
Like, the fucking, the BEF, the British Expeditionary Force, I think it was only like 150,000 troops, but they were like outstanding soldiers,
mm-hmm.
like expert marksmen, knew what to do. Like, and it's like, listen, man, having 150,000 highly trained troops versus like 500,000 raw recruits, it's like, I'll take the fucking experts. Like,
yeah,
it's like they're gonna kill like 6 people apiece, you know?
Yeah.
How the fuck did we get to this? Where the hell did we...
I don't know. It's probably a wild ride right now to start off.
But yeah, public education sucks.
Yeah. Yes, it does. It does. I'm worried about it.
That's why I mean,
I'm sure you're in it. You're worried about it.
I am. I think, was it the last episode? Or an episode what before where we talked about... Oh, no, last episode. Me and you,
we
right?
We talked about excuse me, yeah.
About how education is infantilizing children, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's a whole different issue with it. Never mind what they're actually learning about and how they're learning it and everything like that.
So I saw the books that they're reading mm-hmm. in their English class.
Mm-hmm.
Every single book is about race. Every
single. Well, do you think then that that's part of critical race theory or
maybe
no? I think it's got to be partly, if even if it's just light, it's still part
every
of it.
Every book though, I looked at the thing, every single book is all about the focus of every book is race, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, why are you not reading like the classics? What the fuck are we doing? Where the fuck To Kill a Mockingbird. Where's The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
Yeah.
Where's
Animal Farm?
Animal Farm. Actually, so they did read Animal Farm. Mm-hmm. I know that. They should read that as seniors.
It's better to
read it. They
read
it as freshmen, I think.
I feel like as freshmen, you
don't understand it at all.
You don't understand it, and a lot of kids probably don't care.
Animal Farm is an outstanding book, by the way.
Book.
Not just like, oh, it's a good education book. Like, Animal Farm is great.
It's a great book.
It's a really good book.
What's that other book? It felt kind of similar to Animal Farm reading it to me. It's totally different in like the story aspect, but it's about a bunch of kids on an island.
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, which is bullshit.
What do you mean?
Do you remember what the idea behind that book is?
Not exactly, but I remember having a similar feeling reading it to Animal Farm.
The Lord of the Flies, the point of that book, so it's a bunch of kids that get lost, like, on an island or in the wood, in a jungle or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of the book is that the human beings without civilization are violent, cruel animals. And in Lord of the Flies, immediately a brutal hierarchy forms with these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's fucking bullshit. Human beings are, yes, are we very violent animals? Yes, but we are also benevolent social creatures. Human beings are very kind to each other. There's a real example of the Lord of the Flies shit. You can look it up. A bunch of kids did get lost on an island for like fucking 4 months or some shit. And you know what? They didn't fucking kill each other. They helped each other. There was a kid who like broke his legs or something. They made him like a throne. So he'd feel okay and feel better. No one fucking hurt each other.
Shit.
So like, Lord of the Flies is bullshit. And again, that's one of the things I'm talking about in these fucking schools. That like literally you read Lord of the Flies and everyone writes an essay on it. And it's about how, oh, like man is wild and man is evil and all the shit. And it's like, that's fucking bullshit. That's the whole point of that book is that you need government. That human beings without a government in charge are violent animals that will kill each other. That's not fucking true. Human beings are even social in that book, animals.
As being violent, they still form a government.
Yeah,
form a hierarchy in that book.
Yeah.
And they form a political system and social classes and everything like that.
And I don't understand how many more history lessons I can give where the government is the force that's killing people and subjugating people and forcing people on death marches and shoving them into camps and killing them and taking their rights away. How much more history do people need to learn?
As much as possible.
Like, that's, dude. Like, I don't understand this. I don't understand anybody who takes history classes and are like, the government should have more power. Like, were you not paying attention at all? Jesus fucking Christ. Every time the government has extreme amounts of power, what ends up happening is some fucking minority group or a group who disagrees with the government is gonna get fucking exterminated. It always happens. If you have a fucking all-powerful government, eventually, what's to stop them from killing the people who are against them? The United States government has done it.
The people, but it's fucking hard.
Well, that's the thing, though. When you have an all-powerful government, what the fuck are the people supposed to do? Look at Soviet Russia.
Mm.
Look at Nazi Germany. Fucking fascist Italy for a while. I mean, they fucking fell apart. Like,
that wasn't nearly as bad.
No. But it's still a totalitarian state.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at the French Revolution.
There was some fucked up shit. I don't remember
the fucking terror
enough about that to
make Robespierre on all those fucks to killing anybody who said the wrong thing.
Wildly interesting time of history. I should relook into that because I remember learning about that in high school and being like, this is fucking crazy. This is awesome.
Fucking then Napoleon shows up and he's like, oh, I'm gonna fucking take over.
he was a bad motherfucker.
He was, man. Napoleon was hardcore. Napoleon is somebody who I do not know a lot about.
I knew a lot about him. I don't know anymore. I remember learning a shit ton about him and being, that was a pretty fucking cool guy.
He's like up there with Julius Caesar and Hannibal and Rommel. I mean, Rommel's different. He's more of a tactical man, but he's one of the greatest leaders ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Militarily. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking, it's insane. And like, and again, I've said this before. I think I've said it on the podcast. Everyone's always like, Napoleon was short.
He wasn't short.
He wasn't short.
He was not short.
He was average height. He was like 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't short. Right. He was just a normal guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and one of the reasons that people viewed him as short was because he usually surrounded himself with other military members who were pretty big people.
Mm-hmm.
So he would look small, but it's like he wasn't that small. He was just a normal guy.
Normal dude. So at that time, I know people talk about this, and I don't know how much of it was true. At that time in France, was the average population's height shorter than what it is today, or it was?
Yes, but just because of lack of nutrition. Mm-hmm. And people, like, the wealthy were
so tall. It was just malnutrition.
Yeah, people. It's just not proper nutrition, that's all.
So do you think all that, this is going to go for a lot of Europe, but do you think all that, like, stigmatism of...
genetics, too.
Yeah, genetics, but all that stigmatism of, like, shorter people coming from that era from, like, I don't know, all the exploration age and stuff like that.
The what age?
Like when everybody was...
Exploration?
Yes.
I don't know what word you just said. It
exploration.
Wasn't...
Exploration. Yes.
That's not what came out of your mouth a minute ago.
Oh, okay. That's what I was trying to say. But anyway, you know, when everybody's trying to go around and explore different places and sail around the world and shit like that, the stigmatism was that all those people were short and everything like that, and that's why all the heights on the boats were short and different doorways were shorter.
Yeah, it's because of lack of nutrition. That's why they were short.
Do you think that comes from feudalism?
Wait. Hold on.
Because of the lack of nutrition? Because the genetic pool was mostly made up of people that came from a feudal, you know, the feudalism.
Feudal society.
And the majority of those people were malnutrition. They were mostly eating grains and stuff like that. If they were in the lower classes, they probably didn't get a lot of meat and protein and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think, yes.
Am I onto something there, or am I just speaking out of my ass?
No, I mean, I'd say so. I mean, you even see it now, dude. Look at fucking, a great example are the North Koreans. If you look at a North Korean next to a South Korean, first off, Koreans are short in general, genetically speaking, compared to Americans. Mm-hmm. They tend to be short. Have you ever seen a North Korean standing next to a South Korean? North Koreans look like children because they're so malnourished. The average height of a male in North Korea is like 5'2" because they have no food.
I believe it. It makes perfect sense.
Their bodies can't grow.
The other big thing with any of those Asian countries is that their consumption of dairy is wicked low.
Yeah. Yeah.
That probably has a lot to do with it.
I'm sure, because dairy makes you fucking big.
Yeah, it makes your bones strong.
Your bones big, strong. Dairy can help your muscles grow.
If your bones are stronger, your bones are going to grow more. It just makes more
sense. And they can support more muscle and fat.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also dependent on climate, too. Because you got to think, like... I mean, it's... I don't know, man. There's weird shit with genetics. Like, fucking Scandinavians are big. Mm-hmm. Like, they're tall people.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? You know what I mean? It's like, why the fuck are Scandinavians big? And again, genetics plays a part. On average, in ancient Rome, a Roman soldier was considerably shorter than a Germanic warrior that they would fight. Not like a ridiculous amount, but a Roman soldier was like 5'6". And on average. An average Italian Roman soldier.
Right.
Was like 5'6". Whereas like the Germanic peoples were averaged like 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah, I believe it.
Which it's like, that's a big fucking difference in combat.
Oh, it's a massive difference.
It's a big fucking human being compared to someone who's 5'6".
You gotta look at that and say, like, you know, there's a big range in an average of 5'6" and an average of 5'10", but like, if you have an average of 5'10" and you're Germans, that means you have a good amount of people that are over 6 feet, and the Italians have nobody that's over 6 feet, pretty much.
It's very rare for you to have an Italian at that time.
At that time.
I mean, even now, you went to Italy. Italians are not
big. They're not that big. Well, yeah, and there's a lot of genetics that go into that, and I'm sure it takes years and years to fucking, like, get out of some sort of habit. Like, I mean, I guess, you know, habits, genetics, get out of the genetics like that, but like, it's gotta have a lot to do with diet. It's gotta have a shit ton to do with what they're eating.
Yeah, but
I mean,
Italians eat pretty well, though. Even like the ancient Italians, the Roman, like, they eat well. Like, they had
they eat well, but
good access to food, and especially let alone today. Italians eat really well.
They do.
I mean, in terms of they have plenty of food, but also they tend to eat good food.
They eat a lot of seafood. Very nutrient-rich food.
Yeah, a lot of seafood.
Their soils are very, very nutrient-rich. But yeah, I wonder the difference in whatever the Germans are eating, which is, I mean, probably a lot of, I don't know, wild game for the most part, you know?
Yeah. Whereas the Romans might have a lot more agriculture going on.
They have a lot more agriculture, a lot more seafood, and they're eating a lot more probably different fowl and stuff like that. Whereas I don't think the Germans probably didn't eat any fowl. They probably didn't eat any birds or anything like that.
Chickens. Might have chickens.
Yeah, stuff probably like hard to have a lot of chickens up in the fucking north like that, you know?
Yeah.
You know where they were?
But, yeah. I don't know how the fuck we got to the height of the Romans. What the hell were we talking about that made us start talking about? I mean, Napoleon.
And all over from Napoleon to height. That was that height of Napoleon.
I know that, but I don't even remember how we got to Napoleon.
I don't know.
Who cares? Fuck it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm fucking tired.
Why are you so tired? I'm tired whore.
Long day at work, man.
You slut.
I am very excited that I'm getting up in the. I'm having a stroke, is what I'm getting.
You want me to bottle you when you wake up?
Shatter a bottle of my dome. Hold on. Let's back up. Let me ask you the same question you asked me earlier.
To start off here?
If you had absolute power, and you have to do something that interferes with Americans' lives, what do you do? All
right. I'm going to start off with something goofy, and then I'll go to something serious after that. Is that okay? Here's my thing.
Sure.
I think you'll appreciate this one. If you own a pizza shop and you sell Greek pizza, it can't be more than $12 a pie. Any toppings, no matter what, can't go over $12 a pie. Every town in Massachusetts has like 3 or 4 Greek pizza places, and they're all very similar.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're not selling the pizza to me for $15.
Well, dude, it's because of
the $15. Yeah.
Dude, my fucking pizza place. I still in my brain think a cheese pizza, a large cheese, is $10.40.
That's what it should be, right?
It's like $14.
I remember when I was, young growing up, probably in like middle school or something like that, you could get somewhere in town, you get a Greek pizza for fucking $7.75 or something like that, for a cheese pizza or something. Yeah. Large cheese pizza. And now it's like the large cheese pizza is $12, and you can get, if you throw 2 toppings on it, it's $15.60 or some crazy shit like that.
Yeah, you can get up to like fucking $18. If you do like a Meat Lovers, it can be $20.
It's fucking crazy.
For a pizza. And it's like, this is fucking,
this ain't Regina's. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah. Dude, I haven't had Regina's in forever. I'm terrified of how expensive a fucking pizza from Regina's is now. Like, cheese pizza from Regina's has to be $20.
But I know the last time, I think I went to Regina's one time and I got a large steak and cheese pizza, a full fucking pizza, and it was maybe $18 or something like that 3 or 4 years ago.
I guarantee you right now it's up.
It's got to be up.
Guarantee you right now with all the supply chain issues and shit. Fucking lack of supply, man. Our country has some serious problems right now. It's not fucking funny.
But that's a goofy one for you. But we do have a lot of serious problems.
So
what I would do is I would lower taxes across the board, and I would make it sure that the one percenters and the 1% of the 1%, all these freaking billionaires, there's no loopholes that they can cut their taxes. So if everybody across the board pays 15%, but there's no loopholes to it. So me and you are paying less, but the billionaires is paying their fucking same amount.
So is this an income tax? or what is it? Because, see, this is where the loopholes come in. Like, what is it? Or is it all of your money? Like, you're... Because that, you know what I mean? It gets fucking complicated.
It's really complicated, but I'm just going to leave it as, I'll say for right now, it's all of your money across the board. There's no fucking loopholes and shit like that, because we could pay less, you know? We're, you know, 100,000 of us can pay less if one person paid their taxes.
Yeah.
You know?
Like if Donald Trump paid his taxes.
Yeah,
I mean, not that he didn't pay his taxes, but...
Or Elon Musk or something like that. They, you know, Tesla pays pays what they're supposed to pay. Mm-hmm. How many people can pay 10% less if that company or this person pays what they're actually supposed to pay instead of getting all these write-offs and stuff like that?
I think if you make under $30,000 a year, you shouldn't pay any income tax.
I'd be okay with that, too. But, like... That's what I'm saying. If it's even across the board, and then, you know, there's not a lot of loopholes to get around. You could probably have a better quality of life for a lot of fucking people.
I think one of the best ways you could do it is get rid of the income tax and increase the sales tax. If you were still trying to find a way to keep income for the government,
because
It's like a lot of these fucking... I mean, you can't avoid a sales tax the way you can an income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Sales tax is a fucking sales tax. If you're buying something, you're paying tax.
Sure.
Rich companies, stuff like that, it's like you can't really fucking avoid that. If you're purchasing shit, you're going to pay the fucking sales tax. Income tax, there's all sorts of little things. People are like, oh, well, this is an income. You know what I mean? Like, this is...
Keep talking. It'll be right here.
Fucking estate money or some shit like that. But no. I think that, I don't know, I would, you want to hear something fucking wild?
Yeah.
I would like to see us go back to a piece of the Articles of Confederation. I would like to see the federal government not have the ability to tax, because that's how it was under the Articles of Confederation.
Well, I've always said that the, I think I may have said it on here before, that the state taxes and federal taxes should be reversed in how much you're paying.
Yes. Yeah, when you look at it, it's fucking absurd. I'm like, why am I paying more money to the federal government than my own state? Like,
it's fucking absurd. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. I agree with that. You know where I got that from?
No.
I was listening to History Room. Julian implemented that.
In the flat tax?
Yes, in whatever Paris was called.
Lutetia.
Years and years ago. The rich in that city were fucking everything up because they were, you know, controlling everything and making all these loopholes, and everybody else was getting fucked from it. So he was like, no. Fuck all your loopholes. We're all paying the same rate. And it fixed it. They were pissed, but it fixed the problem.
Julian is one of the best Roman emperors of all time, and it's a shame he was only emperor for 3 years, because I think he could have been one of the greatest emperors of all time.
He fucked up at one key moment. That was it.
What? Rushing into battle without his armor on?
No, that he... Well, he didn't rush into battle before that.
When?
Well, we should back up and explain the situation first.
Go ahead.
So, he was trying to take Ctesiphon,
which is the capital of the Persian Empire.
Yes, Sassanids at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's going down there, and they went by boat down the Euphrates? Am I right?
I would assume. That or the Tigris. I don't fucking remember. They're both right there.
So... He was going to go down there, and they were expecting him to go a certain route from the Euphrates to get... And the Ctesiphon is on the Tigris, right?
I don't remember.
I don't know. But...
One of them. The fucking...
He knew, because he studied history and, like, tactics and military history avidly, that there used to be a canal from one spot to another that he reopened up
Oh, I remember this.
And he took his fleet, he opened that up and he took his fleet, and all of a sudden someone on the walls of Ctesiphon was like, there's ships coming through the desert towards Ctesiphon. They're like, what? When they finally got the initial assault, they crushed them because they had no idea they were coming, and they had the, you know, Sharpor, who was the leader of the Sonnets at that time, had his army in a totally different place, mm-hmm. was nowhere near them, and Julian was like, oh, we just crushed them, we'll just kind of slowly make our way into the city, and if he rushed that advance into the city and took the city, there wouldn't have been a siege that they couldn't hold because they had no resources to hold a siege at that point.
Right.
So they had to retreat. And that's when they got fucked. And then he got caught running around with no armor trying to save his army.
Right.
And
right.
got hit in the chest with something.
Like a spear.
His spear, yeah.
I think. Is that Alexander? Wait a minute. Hold the fuck on. Alexander the Great died that way. Alexander died. He died of a disease or some way back.
No, Alexander got wounded in battle somewhere, and they thought he was going to die, but he lived.
Right. Right, right. Okay, yeah.
But that was, like, way deep into Persia. Like,
yeah.
Way deep into Persia.
Yes, Julian, I think he got hit with a spear in the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up dying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I think Julian could have been one of the greatest emperors of all time. You got that
Absolutely.
Bottle opener,
bro? He had everything made out to be a fantastic emperor.
And he would have fucking pushed you Christians into the ground.
He was aiming for that. Absolutely.
What'd you do with my bottle opener, you dirty scum?
I don't know what I did with it. He crushed his reputation in Antioch. I don't know how that would have played out with for him later, but it's all speculation.
Thank you.
It probably wouldn't have been that bad for him, but
I think he would have been fine. He wasn't stupid. He would have played the long game if he needed to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah. All the what ifs of history.
Oh, shit. What's the deal with the seas right now?
Oh, I'm glad you brought this up.
We suck.
Yeah, we're bad. So there's a lot of people talking about it, and I've brought it up before. Tatum doesn't have the killer instinct. And I think that's the problem. And I don't know. I mean, you can't speak that much on the locker room stuff or what he's like with the coach and everything.
Right.
But you can see on the court,
he's a whiny little bitch.
Yes. He's obviously extremely talented. One of the most talented players I've ever seen on the Celtics.
Outstanding.
Like, he's unbelievable. But he's not a team player. And I was hoping that changed under this coach, and it's just, there's
looks
nothing.
The same.
It's
it
nothing.
Looks the same.
I think this team is better than what we saw last year.
I think we definitely have the potential.
I like Schroeder a lot.
He is the best player on the fucking team.
He is awesome. He's got balls.
Yeah.
He's got balls.
He's also German.
Dude, can we talk about Jaylen Brown destroying that guy the other night?
Yeah, it was great, but Jaylen Brown also sucks and has a fucking elite game one game and then puts up 10 points the next game.
That's true.
Did you hear what Ime Udoka said about him?
Mm-mm.
In a press conference, Ime said, I'm not joking. He said, I don't know how Jaylen Brown can put up a monster game one night and then disappear the next. He said that in a press conference about Jaylen. And I was like, yeah, good. Call him out.
I like Ime Udoka a lot. I don't think Tatum has any respect for him. And, you know, you can't prove that from an outside perspective. But, like, he does... Jason Tatum does not play team basketball.
No, ever, not at all.
Ever.
He doesn't know how to fucking, draw in a defense and then kick it to the open man.
No.
It's I have to score.
Yes.
And it's like, dude, do you not understand how good you are, and that if you're driving, a defense is going to collapse in on you, someone's going to be open.
The other thing is, as good as he is, he doesn't get fouled enough. He doesn't take it hard to the rim, ever. He opts for a fadeaway almost 90% of the time.
You need to drive.
It's like, dude, you're 6'9", and you just put on fucking 15 pounds of muscle. You need to destroy people.
Yeah, throw yourself towards the rim.
Yeah.
I think Robert Williams, if he stays healthy, is going to be one of the best bigs in basketball.
Oh, he's killing it. He's unbelievable. I love what I'm seeing from him, and we need to see that from him, because if Al's going to be anything for us again, he can't start every fucking game.
Yeah, no, although Al's outstanding.
Yeah, Al's great.
He's so good.
He works great in our system.
Walking double-double every game.
Oh, he's fantastic. But, like, Al's got to come off the bench and have a backseat role now. He's fucking 31.
I don't know, man. I'm good with Al being the starting.
Well, he could be a starter, but still, like, he can't be a main option anymore. I don't think he can.
I don't know, man. He's still really good.
It's just a lot of stress on this fucking body. I mean, you can see it already.
You can have lower minutes.
I mean, how many games are we into the season? Six?
Yeah.
He's sat out two games already. It's a coach's decision or something. Like
No. Wasn't coach's decision.
It wasn't?
No. His hip was bothering him.
Okay. But still, like, why is his hip bothering him? It's because he's fucking
35 years old, yeah.
He's old, man. He can't be out there doing the stuff he was doing when Isaiah was on the team.
No, but he's still really fucking
good.
Oh,
I'm psyched we have him. Fuck Kemba Walker.
But dude, Kemba sucks. Have you seen him on the Knicks?
No.
Terrible.
What pisses me off on the Knicks, though, is fucking
Evan Fournier.
Killing it.
He's fucking outstanding.
Oh, my goodness.
God. There's rumors that we might try to make a trade for the Dragon, Goran Dragic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's rumors we might bring him in.
Okay.
For, what was the trade I saw? The potential trade. We would trade... Fuck, who the hell was it? I'm blanking. I think it was Jason Richardson and, like, a pick or something. Because Dragic isn't happy in Toronto. That he's a bench player now. They made him a bench player. He's playing, like, 12 minutes a game. And Dragic is pretty good. Like, he's a good point guard.
Yeah, he's a good point guard.
And it's like, dude, I would love to have Dragic off the bench for us.
Why not? He's freaking great.
Very talented guard.
He can score.
He can facilitate. He handles the ball well. Yeah, I'd fucking take him.
He handles the ball very well. I like that a lot. You know who I love that we have and has shown up a lot? I did fucking blanked on his name. He was the number 2 pick one year. Fucking,
Romeo Langford.
No. Fuck Romeo Langford. He was the, 14th pick or something.
Number 2 pick one year?
He begins the J, too, I think.
Jason Richardson?
No. Tall guy.
Juan Hernan Gomez?
No. Fuck that guy.
I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
I'm going to pull it up. Hold on.
Peyton Pritchard?
No. It's a tall guy. Come on.
Grant Williams?
No.
Although, can I point something out?
What?
Grant Williams has actually been decent this year. He's averaging 13-6 a game.
Is he?
Really? Yeah. Right. He's also, I don't know if you've noticed, he's much skinnier than he was last year. Grant Williams dropped some weight.
That's good, because...
You got the roster there?
I'm going to pull it up here.
I have no idea who you're talking about, by the way. Literally no fucking idea. Ends with a J?
I think so.
Number 2.
Oh, Jabari Parker.
Oh, Jabari Parker. Yeah. Again, he plays like 7 minutes a game for some reason.
He's outstanding.
Yeah, he's great.
I love that we have him.
Yeah, he doesn't fucking play. When he's
out... disappeared for years. He was supposed to be...
Hurt.
He was supposed to be awesome, and he got hurt, and then he came back, and he was nothing on certain teams, and... We've made him work. He's great here.
Yeah, he's really good.
And we need to play him
more.
He's
only like 25 years old.
I don't know what's going on. I mean...
I don't think Ime knows how to coach. Linus Kanter has barely played.
I see just a lot of Brad coming right through Ime, and I
I'm done with fucking Brad's coaching. It's fucking...
Yeah, it's horrible.
It sucks. It like, sucks. He just wants guys that shoot threes.
Yeah, fuck that.
And he wants Tatum, like, Tatum and Brown to dance around and take their fucking fadeaway shots.
Jabari Parker doesn't play. And when he's out there, he's always effective. Yeah. Always. Enes Kanter, the Turkish hammer.
Yeah.
Doesn't play. Last year, Enes Kanter averaged a double-double.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't fucking play. What are we doing? Why is Grant Williams, and I know Grant Williams has improved. Man. He's been a lot better this year. But why the fuck is Grant Williams playing and Enes Kanter's not?
Yeah. Like, over what, any what of these guys doing? We're talking about.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck are we doing?
Like, we got Kanter back and it was like, oh, good. We got a you know, a good veteran who knows the system. You know, he's played here before
and who last year had amazing game. He had a fucking amazing season last year with Portland.
Yeah.
He averaged a double-double. It was really good. And now he's nothing. Literally barely even fucking plays. It's fucking frustrating, man.
Man, the Celtics are just frustrating, dude.
It annoys the shit out of me.
Oh, we were supposed to have another championship fucking...
Supposed to have another championship in 2010.
2010, that's right.
Fuck.
Supposed to have one in 2009, too, but fucking Dwight Howard fucked that up.
Jesus Christ. Remember how big Dwight Howard used to be?
God damn, he was a fucking menace. Holy shit.
He's still really good. You know
who
that,
who is he on
right?
now? He's still
with
the Sixers?
The Lakers.
Oh, he's in the Lakers now. Okay.
He's with the Lakers. And
is that his second time on the Lakers?
Yes. Yeah, because he was there with Kobe.
Yeah.
He... Last year with the Sixers, games where Embiid was out and Dwight started and played like 28 minutes,
mm-hmm.
he averaged like 18 and 14. He's still really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's one of the best centers in NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
You don't talent, I always say this, talent does not, you don't lose talent.
Mm-hmm.
You can lose like muscle. Some speed, stuff like that. Talent does not go away.
Mm-hmm.
If you throw a football at Jerry Rice, he's going to catch the fucking ball.
Right. Well, like, remember Shaq when he played for us when he was old and could barely jump anymore? Yeah. He was still great.
Yeah, he was still an excellent center.
He had games when he was 25 and 10.
Yep. Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Fucking Rasheed Wallace when he was at the end of the line with us, remember?
Rasheed was great.
Rasheed! He would just miss threes left and right. Oh my god. He was never saw a three-pointer. He was afraid to shoot.
Yeah.
Dude, like, oh my god. Fuck. But, I don't know, man. It's just, this Celtics team is so fucking disappointing. I'm so happy the Red Sox lost.
Why?
Because I hate the Red Sox. Yeah, I don't hate the team.
I don't hate the Astros. I hate them way more than the Red Sox. Fuck those guys. Fuck Altuve, that little shitbag.
This World Series is the most boring possible matchup that the MLB could have got.
I didn't even pay attention afterwards. Did the
Braves.
Oh, the Braves got... Oh, I'm happy the Braves got in there. Fuck the Dodgers, too.
But, well, that's the point, though. How boring of a World Series is that? The Atlanta fucking Braves and the Houston Astros. Jesus Christ.
I'm pumped the Braves are in there. That's great. I don't know anything about the Braves.
That's the point, man.
I'm excited about that. Fuck the Dodgers. Fuck those guys, man.
How much bigger of a series would Red Sox-Dodgers?
Oh, that would have been
great.
That would
have been huge. The viewership for those games.
I didn't want that either. I wanted to play the Braves if we got in there because...
Why? Fuck that, man.
I'm not having fucking... 10 o'clock games. That's why.
Sure. Well, it doesn't matter anyway, dude. The games are fucking 5 hours long.
Still. At least I can catch 2 hours of it and be in the third inning or something like that.
I hate Major League Baseball.
I've heard people make an argument against this, and I don't know how you can. It's the fucking pitching. It's the pitching, 100%.
Yeah.
Get out there and throw the freaking ball, man.
The game takes fucking forever. These pitchers don't throw the ball.
It's not that often that the fucking batter stands there long enough and then calls time.
Throw the fucking ball.
That doesn't happen. Throw the damn ball, man. Get on the mound. Throw the fucking ball. The worst thing...
I loved the series with the Astros and the Red Sox. It was a great series.
It was fun.
It was thoroughly entertaining. But I've seen that series had the worst thing I've ever seen in baseball in it. The fucking, I forget what pitcher it was. They had come out that one game when it was like their second starter of the series came out, and he had some fake injury in the second inning, and they did an entire full pregame workout on the mound and took 20 minutes to warm this guy up. Three commercial breaks to get this guy in the game, and then fucking pitched the inning. And he still fucked up after that, which is fucking awesome. And then at the end of the day, 41 minutes for a half inning. 41 minutes.
That's insane.
It's fucking insane, dude. Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Baseball is a slow game as is. It's not a fast-paced sport.
Right.
So when you're slowing it down even more, it's like, Jesus, fuck. Speed it up, man. Speed the game up. This shit takes so long.
God. I know they made efforts during the regular season to slow it down. To speed it up this year. Like, they did the runner on second base and in like extra innings or something.
Wait, they actually did that?
I think they
did. I had no idea they did. I know it got talked about.
And then on double headers, they did 7-inning games.
Really?
They did, yes.
Holy shit.
See,
again, though, that's fucking retarded. They don't like, need to do that.
It made the game seem like, how do I put this? It made it seem like it was like a minor league or a college game or something like that. It made it seem like, this isn't fucking real baseball. Like, this is garbage.
Well, that's the thing. Garbage. We gotta make the game shorter. Like, let's cut the innings. Let's do that. I'm like, how about you just make the pitchers fucking pitch the ball?
The other thing you got to do is, I know it's the new thing and everything, and it works sometimes, but if you have a starting pitcher that's your freaking ace and a stud, they got to go 6-7 innings.
Yeah, they pull people out of the third inning. I'm like, what is going on?
Even if they're doing well, like they pulled Chris Sale in the third inning one game, and he let up one run.
Yep.
And he ended up because he had runners on base when he came.
Also, what a fucking pussy. Up
three
runs. What a fucking pussy he is. Can you imagine fucking Terry Francona or Grady Little trying to pull fucking Pedro Martinez in the third inning if he given up one run? He would have been like, fuck off.
None of these pitchers do that. They don't. They're just like, oh, yeah, okay. It's like, no, flip out.
I'd be like, no,
I'm not. Screw you, man. I'm fucking pitching.
Yeah.
Like, that's my run on second base. I'm not letting some shitbag from the bullpen come in and let this run up.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
Yeah, baseball is fucking pathetic now.
It sucks.
Lost all of its edge. It's so slow. They got rid of all the good shit. You can't fucking bulldoze the catcher anymore. Because literally,
it's terrible.
One event, Buster Posey's leg exploding. And they're like, oh, we're getting rid of this forever. I'm like, you do realize this happened like every night in baseball and people were fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that Buster Posey got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we're going to make it so you can't run over the catcher. Why? What are you doing?
Stupid.
Like
the one piece of contact you can have in the freaking sport.
I know. They got rid of you can't try to take out the shortstop anymore.
Right. Yep, they got rid of
like,
that.
That was like a big part of the strategy.
Right, and there was still, like, really good shortstops that could still make that play when you were trying to take them out.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, don't be a cunt. Don't try to fucking spike them.
Right.
But it's like, try to hit them. Slide into them. Hit them in the legs with your fucking knees.
Yeah.
So they fucking go flying.
Yeah.
Like, the professional athletes, they shouldn't be getting hurt from you just running into them.
Right.
They should be fine. Like,
and they have minimal contact every game. And it's like,
I know.
It's like yes, they make sharp movements after being stale for a second and stuff like that. And I mean, but, like, screw it. It's like they're professional athletes. This is what they're here for. They're in really
good condition. Like, I'm telling you, man, baseball is not the same game from when we were little. It's not.
No, not at all.
The game takes so
long. I mean, all these games are changing, but the other ones have still stayed entertaining. And it's like, yes, baseball is still entertaining. It has its great moments and everything like that. But, like, gotta speed it up. You just gotta. You have to speed the game up.
Dude, it's one of the best things about basketball.
Yeah.
Is that it's like, sometimes it can be a pain in the ass when like fouls keep getting called. But it's like, listen, man, it's 12 minutes in that quarter. That's not changing.
It's 12 like, minutes in the quarter. Like, that's going to keep going. Like, the longest break you're going to get is halftime. That's
yep.
it. Yep. And it's like.
Sorry about that, guys. We screwed up our recording there for a minute. But yeah, basketball is awesome because it actually, there's a timer. Like we were saying, no matter what, listen, 12 minutes a quarter, that's what you get. Same with the NFL, 15 minutes of a quarter.
Right. And
hockey, same thing. 20-minute three periods. What the fuck is baseball doing?
It's like, I'm not calling for a timer in baseball.
No, but
I want a timer for the pitchers.
Yeah,
I do. I need a pitch clock. A pitch clock timer. That's what.
Not to mention, the umpires should be calling strikes on batters that keep stepping out of the box. Stay in the fucking box. Why are you stepping out of the batter's box between every pitch?
Didn't they try and implement that a few years ago, that you had to keep 1 foot in the box, and then it didn't work?
Well, yeah, fuck that. They get rid of the 1 foot thing. Just say, stay in the fucking batter's box. Mm-hmm. When you come up to bat, you're up to bat. You need to pay attention. Like, don't step out of the batter's box.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in the fucking batter's box. Like, what are you doing? God damn, you spent so much time sitting on deck anyway. It's your time to hit. Yep. Stand in the fucking box.
That's it. That's it. You're Jesus. In the damn box. Oh, that's stupid. Yeah. Oh, I gotta fix something. Freaking baseball, man.
I'm telling you, man, it's not the same anymore. Just not.
It sucks because it could be, you know? I mean, everything changes throughout time, but it's like, I mean, football's changed a shit ton.
Oh, shit.
There's so much more pass interferences. You can't hit people as hard as you used to. Yeah.
Defense has been ruined.
Defense is totally ruined in football.
Fucking put your hands on somebody at all. Like, literally, you touch them when they're trying to catch the ball and they call a pass interference. It's like, what do you want the defender to do?
Right.
Like, how, what the fuck? Like, you're making it so that their job is impossible. My boy Brian Dawkins couldn't play in today's NFL.
Nope. Nope, not at all.
He'd get called for fucking, I don't know, unnecessary roughness and like helmet-to-helmet contact or spearing and shit like that. Like, it's like, that's what defenders are supposed to do.
What do you think of Mac Jones so far?
I think Mac Jones has a lot of talent. He has a lot of talent. I think he has a very good arm. I like him as a quarterback. I think our offensive line needs to improve.
Yeah, because I think the line sucks.
He's rushed on every fucking play. Every play he's rushed. And I think we could use an elite receiver.
Our receiving core is not that good. Elite receiver. I think more, I mean, he does a pretty damn good job with the receiving core we got, and it's not that great. It's average, I guess. It's average.
I'd say even below average.
You know, it's, I guess.
Kendrick Bourne.
I mean, Kendrick Bourne's our best wide receiver.
That's the point. Like,
he's the best wide receiver. And we have, you know, Hunter Henry is
Hunter Henry is an excellent tight end.
He's an excellent tight end. He's a high point.
He's the best fucking player on our offense.
Yeah, he really is. But we have no run game. There was one game and
where Damian Harris went off. Yeah. Other than that, it's been nothing. It's
like, I forget what game it was that we played, but it was Mac Jones and got all the yards for us.
Yes. Yeah, we had negative 2 rush yards.
Yes.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Well, again, though, that
goes to the offensive line.
Yeah. Our O-line is not good. Because, listen, man, you can throw the best running back in the league back there, and if the O-line sucks, that running back's not going to do anything. Throw fucking, what the fuck's his name? Derrick Henry from the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a shitty O-line. He's not going to do anything.
No.
He's just not.
No.
Throw fucking Adrian Peterson in his prime back there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not going to do anything. I'm sorry, but he's Ezekiel not.
Ezekiel Elliott, he's not going
to
do
anything. Ezekiel Elliott, dude. It's like, if there's no gap for them to start getting to their full tilt, then it's like, what the fuck do you want them to do, man? When they're fucking being handed the ball and the defense is literally already on top of them, it's like, well, what do you want them to do?
Yeah, our offensive line is fucking terrible.
Oh, it's horrible. Absolutely terrible. I had a thought.
We should bring Randy Moss out of retirement. He's probably still better than any of the receivers we have right
He'd
now.
He'd probably love it. He would love Great. It.
Be torching people.
Oh. Oh, my God. What do you think of fucking Belichick's son's fucking... faces on the sideline. Holy shit. That shit is hilarious.
He is retarded. And like
that guy's fucking... I said it before. Bill's just got to walk in and be like, what the hell is wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't like him. I don't like Steve Belichick. He fucking annoys me. Like, I laugh at the faces and shit. Like, it's funny.
It's fun. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Because it's fucking bizarre. But like, I don't like him. I don't think he's a good coordinator. And I think he literally has the job because of nepotism. He's Bill's son. That's why he has the job. I don't think he's a good coach. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Oh, God. Who are we playing this week? Chargers.
The Chargers.
The Chargers.
They're good.
They are. They're a solid fucking team. They're, what's their quarterback's name? Hebert? Herbert? He's very good. They got some dirty wide receivers, too. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams.
Keenan Allen's always been good. He's been solid for years now.
Yeah. They're a good team. They're a good fucking team. I traded Dalvin Cook the other day in one of my leagues, who he's an elite running back. I traded him for Emmanuel Sanders and Robert Woods. Who are two very good receivers.
They are. Sanders can be iffy at times, though. He can be hit or miss at times.
Yes, but he's on the fucking Bills, and they are a high-flying offense.
Yeah.
Like, he has games where he gets fucking 30 fantasy points. But, yeah, he can have games where he gets, like, fucking 7. But then Robert Woods is also very good. He can average, like, 16, 17 points a game. And even then, my running backs, I still have Darrell Henderson Jr., the Rams running back, who's great. And I have Melvin Gordon III, the Broncos running back, who is all right. Like, he's kind of goal line dependent. You know what I mean? Like, if they can get to the goal line, he'll probably get you a touchdown a game to punch it in.
Do you know who I picked up on fantasy this year that was a huge steal? Fournette.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He's unbelievable. He's one of the best running backs in the league right now.
Goodness. He is absolutely destroying every single game. It's awesome. I love it. It's freaking great.
Dude.
But the Bills, though, I'm psyched that they're freaking they're huge. It's awesome that we have that team right next to us that's a huge competition.
They're fun to watch.
You know?
The Bills are wicked fun to watch. Like, they're a good goddamn team, man.
It's also nuts that in upstate New York that there's a massive franchise out there in this town that's like there's not that many freaking people out there, dude.
No, Buffalo's not huge. It's not little. I mean, it's a city, but it's you know, on the small end. Fuck New York State and all their goddamn teams, man. Fucking the Jets, the Giants, the Bills,
all over the place, dude. All over the place.
Fucking two basketball teams, three football teams. What do we got for hockey? They have the Islanders.
Yeah.
Is that it? Do they just have the Islanders?
No, the Rangers, right? The New York Rangers? They're a hockey team there, too?
Are they both still around? Right? New York Islanders and New York Rangers? They're both teams.
I don't know.
I'm not a hockey guy. So I'm
not
know.
A hockey guy. Yeah.
Let's say they're both still around. So I have two fucking hockey teams, too. And hold on. So basketball, they got two. Hockey 2, NFL 3, baseball
2.
They got the Mets and the Yankees. What the fuck?
That's Jesus awesome.
Christ, dude. Meanwhile, we have one football team to represent fucking 7 states.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, shit. Man.
No, I wish we had some more freaking teams up here.
Yeah, man. Why isn't there a
team? People would get behind it, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
People would get behind it. Throw some team in, it could be anywhere in New England. Well, not anywhere, but like some team in Portland, Maine or something like that.
Portland, Maine, they would be able to draw a crowd every week.
Every week.
Yeah. An NFL team in Portland. And Portland's big enough. Portland
NFL team or a hockey team in Portland would go crazy. A hockey really team cool. in New Hampshire would go crazy.
Yeah.
Through something in freaking Durham or Manchester or something like that. People go nuts.
Oh, yeah. You could throw a team in Providence.
Basketball team in Providence?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Like, Providence is big.
Providence is big.
I mean, now, like, on the grand scale, it's a small city. But it's, like, it's not that much smaller than Boston. You know what I mean? It's bigger than fucking places like Oklahoma City.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I don't mind Providence. I was listening to your guys' past podcast. I've caught up a bunch. Dan on one of the episodes was like, Rhode Island and Connecticut could fall into the ocean and I wouldn't fucking care. And I was losing my freaking shit. Well, yeah, I don't know. Providence is pretty good. They got some nice stuff done. I'd rather go to Providence and Boston at this point. I'd rather go hang out down there.
I'd rather just not go to a city.
You are going to a city to hang out, I'm saying.
Yes.
That's such a hassle to get into Boston, man.
Fuck that. If I'm going to go to a city, I'd rather go up to fucking Portsmouth.
Well, yeah, but that's
fuck that, man. It's like an hour drive.
That's a ride, and then what are you going to do if you go out drinking in that city and everybody you're with gets drunk? You got to rent a hotel room or something like that.
Yeah, same with fucking Providence. If you're all fucking hammered in Providence, what the fuck are you going to do?
You get your Uber from Providence back to Massachusetts, no problem.
Yeah, depending on where you fucking live.
Yeah, I mean, I can do it. Yeah, I can 30 minutes that. Away.
It's I'm not fucking catching awesome. An Uber.
Yeah, I think it's great. They got a lot of good stuff down in Providence. Good food. Good nightlife.
Like yeah, we also like it because our fucking paisan run that city.
Yes, they do. Yes, they freaking do.
Providence is a dirty city, though. Providence is a high-crime city.
Is it?
Yeah. I
feel like it's like a petty crime city. I don't know. It's like...
Yeah, maybe it's not fucking murders, but it's still fucking, like, robberies and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like,
there's a lot of scumbags in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island's a shithole state, dude.
There's a lot of scumbags out there.
I don't know why Rhode Island exists. Well, actually, I know why it exists, literally, in terms of the historical reasons.
I do, too, but yeah, it's a weird state.
Roger Williams, that fucking heretic.
Yeah.
Good
zoo, though.
Yes. But
you know what?
Rhode Island should be part of Massachusetts.
You know what I heard? They don't have polar bears at that zoo anymore, so it's like, what the fuck? Where am I going to go to that zoo? They don't have polar bears. That was the main draw of that zoo. That'd be like if Franklin Park didn't have gorillas anymore. Would you go to Franklin Park because there was no gorillas there?
I don't know, man. Like, I never really was, like,
going... Those are the main things at those fucking zoos.
No, the lions, man.
Oh, a bunch of zoos have lions at them.
Yeah, but that's why I used to go.
I like the lions more than the gorillas,
lions,
too.
And I like the elephants. The lions and the elephants are what I always got excited to see. You know what it is? I don't like apes. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate apes. I hate apes of all kinds and monkeys. I do not like them.
Yes, but the gorilla exhibit at Franklin Park Zoo
is great.
It's one of the best gorilla exhibits in probably the country. I don't know for sure, but I'm going to say that.
I don't know, man. San Diego Zoo, bro.
I've never been to San Diego.
Never in my fucking life. I'm just talking out of my ass.
Making arguments about you.
Fucking San Diego Zoo, baby. I don't know. I've always heard that the San Diego Zoo is like legit.
I heard that it's pretty legit there.
Chicago's
got a pretty good zoo. You know, what zoo in New York are you talking about?
I don't know.
I heard
I'm literally just throwing things out right now because I don't know much about zoos.
I might have not seen the major part of it or something like that.
I didn't know that you were a zoologist.
No, but I don't think zoologists examine zoos and go...
I know.
Is that what you're trying to talk about? Is that the argument you're trying to make right now?
No, I'm just talking shit.
I've walked through Central Park before, and you walk by the Central Park Zoo, and it sucks. It's like a small little zoo. We broke into the Central Park Zoo. We broke into this fucking seal exhibit, and one of my friends was yelling at the seals as it was barking, and some guy was like, hey, get the hell out of here. And we're like, all right. feel like if you broke into another zoo, they'd be like, you're fucking arrested. Like,
is he retarded? Why was he yelling at seals?
He was barking at him, and he was like...
He was barking back.
Fuck you, seals!
Alright.
It was pretty funny. Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
What do you think would win in a fight? An adult seal or a man?
I think the seal would win the majority of the time.
You think so?
Yeah.
I feel like they can do some damage if they wanted to hurt you.
Oh, I think if they get a hold of you, you're pretty fucked up. That thing's a heavy animal.
I was going to say they're big. A full-grown adult male seal. I don't want
that thing
seal
on top of me.
No.
That thing's meant to be in the water. That thing's buoyant. Put that thing on land and the thing gets on top of you. I don't like that.
And guys, we're not talking about fucking otters. Talking about seals.
They're freaking
seals.
They're
decent-sized animals. Like, oh, man. They're not fucking gigantic or anything, but...
I'm looking up how heavy an adult male seal is.
Well, that's going to be the name of the episode. What's the weight of an adult male seal? How much do seals weigh? Oh, shit. Orcas and sharks eat them.
Yeah. Orcas and sharks are huge, though.
Mm. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I'm still putting my money on a great white over an orca.
I'm not. Absolutely not.
Jaws, baby. Jaws. Maybe not your average great white, but give me those fucking Cape Cod great white sharks, dude.
They're some badass
They're
animals.
They're fucking huge. Did you see the 22-footer that got tagged this summer?
No. Where was that?
Off Fuck. What's the name? Chatham. 22 feet long. I want you to think about how big that is. That's only 3 feet shorter than Jaws.
That's fucking crazy.
Fucking mammoth. Why is this taking you so long to find?
Well, hold on. I'm trying to find, like, an average size seal, because, like, it's pulling up the biggest size seal, so, like...
No, type in average weight of a male
seal. Like,
if
you're talking about an elephant seal, they're saying...
Well, they're big.
An elephant seal can weigh up to 8,500 pounds.
Okay, I don't think that's what we were talking about.
No, like, I'm gonna type in, like, a harbor seal. How about that?
That's kind of what I had in mind, yeah. Although, they're on the smaller end. A harbor seal? Like, they're, not that they're tiny, they're, you know... But... They're not, you know, huge animals.
Okay, an adult male harbor seal can weigh 285 pounds.
Yeah, so it's like, that's a fucking, that is a big man.
I don't want any part of that.
No, that's a big ass animal smacking you in the face with those flippers.
The other thing is like, yeah, you can get away from the thing. You're not, as long as you're not swimming, you know.
Oh, you know how scary it would be if you were in the water? With that thing, if it was trying to hurt you.
It was trying to hurt. Oh, my goodness.
How fast they are in the water.
Forget it.
Imagine getting in a fist fight with a seal.
Are you going to hurt it?
I don't know, man.
You got some hard skin. Are you going to hurt that thing?
If you punched a seal in the head as hard as you can, I think you could do some damage.
Yeah.
If you hit a seal, think about like how...
No, you got to think. Those things, like... Look at that fucking...
They have everything. A lot of blubber.
They have a lot of blubber.
To protect them.
Yeah, animal fucking instinct, man. Like, that thing's going to... fucking destroy you.
What if you bite into them? We have canines.
Canines. I don't know. I have little hope. I think I could, you know, as long as it doesn't get on top of me and maybe it bites you, you can get away. I have little doubt I can do damage to that animal. At 285 pounds.
That's a big animal.
Something's stirring in your brain. I can see your face right now. You got funny coming out. You have to say it.
You think the seal's just beating the shit out of you? Little do you know, that seal's about to rape you.
Oh, it's absolutely going to rape you. You seen those videos of elephant seals raping the baby elephant seals?
I've seen videos of elephant seals raping penguins.
They fucking rape things, man.
They rape penguins to death. You ever seen those videos? I've fucking seen them.
I've seen those videos.
I've fucking seen them. It's sad and
holy
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. It's very
I like penguins.
I like seals too. It's fuck a seal, bitch. I'll shoot that motherfucker in the dome.
I don't know. You go to the aquarium, you see the seals outside, New England Aquarium, you see them.
I do like them.
They're very cool.
They're always chilling.
They seem like little happy animals. Yeah.
And then one of the workers comes in and feeds them. They're all excited. They're like, oh.
Yeah.
Fucking, bro, let me get some fish, dog.
Do you remember they used to do, I don't know if they still do them, they used to do the sea lion shows?
Yeah, I think they still do. Dude. I haven't been in a long time, but they used, it was great.
Forget a seal.
They used to do sit-ups.
Yes. Dude, you remember the fucking, how big the sea lions are?
Huge.
Holy shit.
Fucking
and those things
huge.
Can run on land.
Yes.
They can run.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy shit, man.
No, thank you. Do you remember the hammerhead shark with scoliosis that used to be there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's gone now.
He's gone. Then they redid the tank. They got all new sharks and everything like that. I don't think they replaced... I don't think they brought much back.
I haven't been to the New England Aquarium in probably 4 or 5 years.
I think I've went once since they redid that big... You know, the big central tank is unbelievable.
It's the main attraction.
It's awesome. But when I went, they had all new sharks. And
although...
They had a bunch, but they were all smaller at the time because they got new sharks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The central tank is awesome.
Yeah.
But the penguin exhibit...
Oh!
...is the shit.
Oh, how long could you stare at those penguins hopping on rocks?
It's fucking great.
The little rock hopper penguins.
Yeah. Oh, we're man. Having a great time, dude. Swimming around. Oh,
those things are fucking happy
chilling,
as shit.
Cleaning, nibbling into their fucking feathers.
Fuck Happy Feet, man. Those things aren't retarded. They're happy as shit out there.
They're chilling. They got a good life. I love penguins, but do you know what fucking bird I love even more? Can you guess?
I do. It's a puffin.
It is. Fuck yeah, baby. Puffins are the best. Fuck a penguin, bro. Give me a puffin any day of the week.
I go watch some puffins, man. You gotta go to some island in Maine.
No, there are puffins at the New England Aquarium.
Are there actually?
Yeah, they have a small puffin exhibit. There's a couple of them.
Alright.
I always like them. You ever had that cereal?
What are you talking about?
Puffins?
No.
There's a cereal called Puffins.
Really?
It's, like the logo, it's just, you know, it's a puffin on the fucking cover. It's like a, I don't know, like a little wheat cereal with like a little bit of sweetness to it, but not too much. It's not like, it's not that candy shit cereal. It's legitimate, just like a grain-based cereal. But with, like, just enough little hint of sweetness where, like, you could eat it as a snack. But, yeah, they're just called puffins.
Yeah.
They have them. Stop and Shop, fucking whatever the fuck that store is over there.
I'm going to find it.
Just look for the puffin, man.
I don't go to that store over there anymore. They require a mask over there.
We don't do that. Fuck terrorists.
I don't fuck with
There's
that
a website
shit.
Called... Oh, I got to show you this.
All right.
Listen up, homies. I still have it open. No. Minimally compliant masks. Masks for people who like oxygen and hate tyranny.
Okay.
So
they're just mini masks?
So they're real masks, but like you can breathe perfectly through them.
I see.
Like, it's not stopping anything. And now see this message. Due to recent publicity, we're experiencing a high all... Do you know what the recent publicity was?
No, tell me.
You know Michael Malice?
I recognize the name. Who is that?
He's an anarchist who wrote about North Korea, and he's friends with Joe Rogan, and he goes on the podcast every once in a while.
Okay.
On Rogan, like a week ago, he talked about that company. And now I think they have, like, a huge back order. Which is good. Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Absolutely. You know?
But, yeah, their masks.
I feel like that's going to happen all the time on Rogan when he has someone on there.
Whenever they mention a company, yeah. But, yeah, they, minimallycompliantmasks.com. They're masks that no one else would know that they're bullshit. Like, they're not protecting you. It's just so that you don't have to deal with the crazy screaming at you for not wearing a mask. All it is. Like, you can breathe through it perfectly. Like, it's not stopping anything. It's not meant to. It's literally just so fucking scumbag Karens and fucking cunts don't scream at you for not wearing a mask.
Let me ask you something. when you, I mean, you probably have to when you're, what you're doing, but when you have a mask in your car, say it's just a regular freaking blue mask, how long do you use that mask for?
A long time.
I use it for a long time. If I find...
I use it until it looks dirty.
Especially if I, like, I have one right now that I got someplace, and it's got, like, a comfy strip on it, and the ear things don't hurt you and stuff like that. I'm going to use that thing as long as possible.
I use it until until I look at it, and I'm like, eh, that's, like, actually dirty.
I don't want to wear it because it's dirty type of deal.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a mask for safety. The mask don't give you safety, but also, I'm just wearing it so I don't get attacked.
That's all I'm doing.
I don't want people yelling at me.
I don't want to cause a problem, and two, I don't want to fucking deal with these people who want to cause a problem.
Yep, they're fucking psychotic, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Scum.
I'll get that argument all the time from people, though. They're like, you know, masks don't really freaking do anything. Ooh, 30% or something like that. It's like,
I don't care, though. I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried.
Jesus Christ. Fucking vaccines out there. You want it, get it. You don't want it, don't get it. Jesus Christ. This is America, man. Learn how to drive.
We need to go back to normal. It's time.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're pretty much back to normal. For the most part,
there are a lot of towns that, like, in Massachusetts that have the mask mandate going.
Does anyone actually, like, pay attention to that, though?
It depends on what type of store you're going into. I feel like if you're going into, like, I know for a fact, if you're going into a large corporation grocery store, yes, you're wearing that mask. But if you go into a liquor store or a barbershop or fucking...
Yeah, they don't get off.
If you're going to some sort of venue or something like that, for the most part, you're not wearing that mask.
My brother went to the Celtics game the other day. Had to wear a mask going in. Sits down, immediately takes it off. Every single person around him doesn't have a mask on. Why are they even trying to make people wear masks?
I don't know what the image is for that.
It's fucking pointless.
Because it's some sort of image that they're going for.
Well, the thing is, the image is bullshit, because if you watch the fucking Celtics games, every time they show the crowd, nobody's wearing masks. Nobody. The people who do have them on are, like, very minimal, and then most people who even have them attached to their heads are wearing them as a chin diaper.
I hate them. The athletes still wearing them on the bench and shit like that. It's like,
oh, it's all fear mongering.
It's crazy.
It's all it is. It's fear mongering. If they want you, and not the players, that's not what I'm talking about, but the government wants you to be afraid. They don't want to lose this power they have of the American public being scared. All right.
I just don't get it. What the hell? How much are they gaining from that? It's ridiculous.
Alright. Well, you good?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. You had it?
I'm good. Right. I'm good to wrap there.
Let's wrap her up. We'll be back soon, guys.
Alright, guys. We will be back. And there will be news on the horizon involving the podcast with updates for you guys as the listeners, for you to get more stuff from us, more merchandise, more content, all that good stuff. It is coming, all right? I'm working out the details of it now, but it will be done soon, and as soon as it is done, we will let you know on the podcast. As always, guys, if you ever want to reach out to us or you want to hear us talk about specific things or ever, you know, just want to say something to us or give us feedback, shoot us an email at thenewsonsofliberty2019@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yee. Happy Halloween, motherfuckers.